Yeah, hold up, Chav Zayin again. Yeah. Chav Zayin. So, go in the middle of the Sugya about the Gemara says there's a klal of Yeshva Chetzim Bapas. That according to Rebbe, if you use Eitzim or Orlo and Klal Kerem, that's also Bano, when you burn them and the heat that comes up, so Rebbe says if you're baking the bread there, the bread becomes also. Because we say Yeshva Chetzim Bapas. Like the Shvach of the Eitzim, the Orlo itself, when you burn it, the like heat transposes the orlo into the pas. We look as if you have Isra Nor in the pas. Now, there was a stir in the brice, so what about the oven? The first time you bake it on a new oven, so we say the first time you heat up the new oven, that's goimer, that finishes making the oven. So one brice says if you finished making it, the first heat was made from orlo, from klal kerem, that's asab hano, we say the taner is also asab hano. Then you have to break it. There's no way to use the oven. Another brisa says, no, you don't have to break the oven. The answer is just let it cool off. You can't use this heat. But tomorrow, when you want to bake again, use new fresh wood, and it's mutter. So Gemara says, what's this machlokes tolin? Here is tolin their shaila, behold, zev zegurim is usher or not. It's zev zegurim, this tanner. Because true, when you first made this tanner, so the heat now came from Isuri Ano. It's like the tanner is made with Isuri Ano. But the next time when you want to bake with this tanner, how do you bake in the tanner? You take the tanner, but you have to put new wood inside it. Now the new wood you're going to use tomorrow, that's hetetika wood. That you could use wood that's heter. So when you bake the bread in the oven tomorrow, what's causing the bread to be baked? Two things. It's the wood inside it, the heat that's coming out of the wood, and the tanner of the oven that's keeping the heat inside to make it bake well. That's called two factors are making the bread. That's the klal of zev zagurim. You have two things making something. So true, one is osir, the tanner is made from Isuri Anor, but you have the heat coming from the wood, that's mutter. So who are the first brisa that says yutats, you have to break that tanner, has to hold zev zagurim is also osir. Therefore, this tanner, there's no way to use it. Because this tanner was made with Isuri Anor, so the tanner itself has Isuri Anor inside it. Now, even the next time when you want to bake and put new fresh wood, but that bread you're baking is also going to become awesome. Because two things made that bread. The tanner made it with the new heat. So that's called Zev Zegurim. So if you hold when two things cause something to come about, it's still usher, then it's good. That's Pshat the first Braisa. That's why there's no Eitzah to use the tanner. You have to break it. Now we're looking for such a man the Yama. Who's the man the Yama that holds this Svara? Zev Zegurim is usher. When two things, a Heter and Issa together, cause something to come about, who said you look at the Issa and say it's usher? Maybe no, look at the Heter and say it's mutter. So who's the man the Yama that says Zev Zegurim is usher? That's what we're looking at. So Gemara wants to say it's Rabbi Eliezer. For the Gemara, where's the Rabbi Eliezer? The first one we slugged up, there's no Raya from. Now we're up to the second Raya. So Gemara says, Elo, Rabbi Eliezer, the Atzi Asherah. I'll tell you, it's Rabbi Eliezer Shittam, the way you see a loch of him about Atzi Asherah. Atzi Asherah is also Asher Bano. That's a tree that the Goyim made for an Avodah Zorah. So the wood is Asher Bano. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah in Avodah Zorah. Notel Heimenu, Eitzim. If a Yid, somebody picked off some branches from this Asherah, from this Avodah Zorah, they took off branches, which is also Bano. It's Aloch Asurim B'Yano. The branches, now the wood is also Bano. It's Avodah Zorah, it's also Bano. Hesig B'Mesatano. Let's say it took this wood and put it into the oven to bake now in the oven, to make the oven hot. Is Chodosh. Let's say it's a new oven, wasn't used yet. So the first time you're heating it up, that makes the oven finished. So it was finished now with the Isuri Anor. The loch is yutats. You have to break that oven. There's no way to use the oven right now. Yoshon, let's say it was an old oven. So the fact that you baked in there now with the Atzei Asherah, it didn't do anything to the oven. The oven was used already a few times. The oven is completely finished. So the only thing that's also now is the heat inside it. There's a loch of yutsan. Just wait till it cools off. Don't have Hanor from the heat, because that's considered having Hanor from Avodah Zorah. So wait till it cools off, then you're allowed to use the oven. What about Ofa Boyas Apas? Right now, when you have the wood, Shel Asherah there, burning, you are baking bread in there. Is Alocha Asurim Bihanor. This bread is Asa Banor. Whether it's a new oven or old oven, doesn't make a difference. Since right now you have in there the wood, Shel Asherah, so that's Rebbe Svara, we say, Yesh Shvach Eitzim Apas. when you're burning the wood of Isuri Anah, it transposes into the heat, and then it goes into the bread, so it's considered like mamish to the Isuri Anah in the bread. So therefore, it's also teaches bread. This bread right now has Isuri Anah in it. You can't eat the bread. What about Nisarapu Biacheris? This bread now gets mixed up with other bread. Who are then Biacheris Bacheris? Then this pile gets mixed up into another pile. So even though you have rov, still the lochri is kulum asurim bi'anor. That by the chumra of avodah zarah, that it's not bottle. Avodah zarah is not bottle. Therefore, even though this bread was murav, got mixed up into one pile of bread, and then this whole pile got mixed up into a bigger pile, so the zikha much more heter, still as the chumra for avodah zarah, it's not bottle, that kulum asurim bi'anor. That's what the Tanakhama says. So the Tanakhama so far says clearly that the tanner you have to break. If it was a new tanner that was made now with the Atzei Asherah, you have to break this tanner. So this the Tanakhama for sure holds, Zev is the Gurm is awesome. Because why do you have to break the oven? Let it cool off now and use it tomorrow. Tomorrow you're going to bake a second time, you're going to put new wood in there. So put wood, that's Hetadika wood. And the bread you'll bake then will come from two things. Will come from the new wood and the old tanner. Still you see, you have to break the tanner. Why? Because we say Zev is the Gurm is awesome. Even tomorrow, when you're going to bake in this tanner with new wood, it's not going to help you. The bread will still become awesome. Because since you're using a tanner that's awesome bana, it's considered Zev is the Gurm, two things, still it's awesome. So that's the Tanakhama. Now, Rabbi Elazar says like this. He doesn't argue on the Tanakhama at all, only in one punkt. But the Tanakhama said the last case was this bread. They got mixed up with 100 or 1,000 breads, they're all awesome. Rav Lezer has a little later for that. Rav Lezer Weimer, Yoylech Hano Liyam HaMelech. He says, Monashach, what's also about this bread? What's also about this bread is there's some tam there, there's some reyach from the Atzei Asherah. So you have some Isuri Ano mixed in the bread. So he says, take the value of that wood and take the money, like Bipoida. Take money and say you want the Isuri Ano of the Eitzim to go onto this money. So you're taking out the Isuri Anah out of the wood, out of the bread, and you're throwing it to the Yam HaMelech. That's Rav Lezer's Eitzim. Now this is only Mutavad, because it's only a Drabonim Dikalocha that the breads are not bottled. Midi Yerais Avad always Chad Betray is bottled. If you have a bread that was made with Atzei Asherah, so the bread, let's say, is also Tit Midi Reis, it's also Manoam. If this bread gets mixed up now with two other pieces, Midi Reis Avad with Mutta Titim. That's called Chad Betray is bottled. Even by Avoid Zorah, Midi Reis, it would be bottled. It's only Midi Rabbonin, Mishum the Chumra of Avoid Zorah, the Rabbonin said, no, it's never bottled. So about this only also Midi Rabbonin, Rav Lezer says you could be Poyde that Isser. As if to say, take the Isser Anor. You're like, what are you saying? I can't have Anor from this bread. What am I having Anor? That I save myself the money of the wood. So how much money the wood was worth, I'll take the value of it and throw it to the Yam HaMelech. That's Rav Lezer holds. And the Tanakhama answered back, oh my lord, they argue and say no. Ain't pidyon le'avoid zorah. You can't be Poyde avoid zorah. Since the bread became also, because it was baked with the wood of avodah zarah, and we say yesh vaches in the pas, so the pas is also, you can't be matrit. That's the whole machloikas Tanakhama and Rav Lezer. But I call upon him, Rav Lezer is moed to the Tanakhama, that the tanner you have to break. So you see clearly that Rav Lezer, the sheet that holds zev is a gerim is also. So Rashi says, then why do we have to say only Rav Lezer? We should have said the Tanakhama also. So Rashi is taka true. We could have said the Tanakhama here also, just we don't know who he is. But since we know Rav Lezer says clearly the halach here, we say Rav Lezer is the one that holds Zev is a Gurm is awesome. But really it's Rav Lezer with the Tanakhama. They both don't argue to say that this tanner, which was finished, a new tanner, which was finished the first time you used it to heat it up with Atzei Asherah, the halach is that tanner is also, you have to break it. There's no Eitzah to cook again tomorrow and bring new wood, because even tomorrow when you have new wood, it's called Zev is a Gurm, that's awesome. So good, we have a Rav Lezer that holds Zev is a Gurm is also. For Gemara, maybe there's no Raya back towel case here. Here we were talking about Oral and Klai Kerem. For the Gemara, maybe. Eimer the Shamad and the Rav Lezer. When do we see Rav Lezer so machmed to say Zev is a Gurm is also? Maybe if you avoid the Zara. Only here that you finish baking the oven with Atzei Asherah, with avoid the Zara. The Chomer is Sura. Because avoid the Zara is very Chomer. You see, the Rabbanim made Chomer, it's not bottle of Ilbenei, it's not bottle. So maybe if I avoid the Zara, there we're machmed to say, Zev is a Gurm is also. Therefore, this tanner, this oven that was finished with Atzei Asherah, there's no Eitzah to use it, you have to break it. Mashenkin bishari sum shebatari mishamatle. But before we're talking about here, where you bake the oven with klaya kerim and with orla. So maybe by those yisurim, they're not so chomer as avoid the zara, maybe the Rav Elazar does know from zev zegurim. So then we're back to the kasha, who's the tanner of this first braisa that learned even an oven that was finished with orla and klaya kerim, you also have to break. Who's that tanner that says even by orla, you say zev zegurim? And the Gemara like this, Elim Kain Amatamayu. That's one teretz. That true. You want to say maybe Reb Leza only said it by Avodah Zarah. You don't know for sure. You want to say that. So I'll answer you, don't say that. Because if you don't say that, then I know who said this Tana or this Brisa here. Like I have a Brisa that says Orla is also Yutatz. So if you're going to tell me Reb Leza says it, who I didn't hear, it's good. I know who this Tana is. But if you want to tell me Reb Leza says no, only by Avodah Zarah, but not by Yolo, then you have Kashi's Bryce. Who does it go like? So that's enough of a reason to say it's Zichar Reb Leza, and Reb Leza is not Mechalik between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surim. The Yoid, even more than that, not just Tamas Svara, the Yoid more, Hotanya Behedya. We learned Beferish in a Bryce like that. That the Bryce says, Vechein Hoya Reb Leza Oyser, Vecholi Surin Shabbatara. Says clearly, not only by Avodah Zarah do I say Zev is a Germ is awesome, but who are then any Yisuri and Noam? Like Klaya Kerem and Orlo. If you bake in the oven the first time, in a new oven, that you make in the oven finished with Orlo, the oven becomes awesome by Noam, and you have to break it. Because even though tomorrow you want to put new wood in there, and you'll have a new Germ that's heter to make the new bread, so what? Zev is a Germ is awesome. So good, we have a husband, the first Brisa. It goes a Libra to Reb Leza, that's his Shita, Zev is a Germ is awesome. Omer Abaye Zot Abaye, in Tim Salim, if you want to tell me, Zev is a Germ Osir, that you can hold like, you hold this Svara, Zev is a Germ Osir, then I'll tell you Rebbe, Hainu Rebbe Leza, that Rebbe was the one that said the first Svara, that Yeshva Chetzim Apas. Hey, if this whole Isser of Zev is a Germ only starts off if you hold like Rebbe. Rebbe's Svara was, when you have the bread here, and what's baking the bread, you have wood underneath it from Orlo, from Klai Kerim. So since that's also bano, we say yeshva chetzim apas. The orla on the bottom, when you burn it, get transposed, it comes into the heat, and the heat goes into the bread, and we look as if in the bread is mamash orla. That's Rebbe Svara. So if you hold like Rebbe, then you could say that Reb Leza, if you hold Zev is a Germ Osir, so Rebbe would also hold like Reb Leza. That Zev is a Germ, that means this Tanner also. The first time he heated up the Tanner, what finished the Tanner? The orla and the Klai Kerem. So according to Rebbe Svara, we look as if Yeshvach, the Orla, changed into heat, went into the oven. So the oven now is Isser Hanom. So if you can tell me Rebbe holds Zev as their garment Osir, so I understand that the Tana you have to break even according to Rebbe also. Mashenk, what the Gemara means is according to the Rabbanan Svara, the whole Gemara doesn't start off. The Rabbanan say no, the bread itself is Mutter. When you're burning Orla and Klai Kerem, and with that heat goes up and bakes the bread, they all disfar the bread is mutter. Why is the bread mutter? Because we say fakert, first the Orla gets burnt up. And the heat that comes up is coming up from ashes. So it's hetadika heat. Like we'll soon see, the Gemara is going to have to kash, according to Rabbonin, what's the pshat wood is osabano? According to Rabbonin, wood should never be osabano. Because every time you want to use wood that's osabano, the yetzer is burn it. When you burn it, Rabbonin's svar is, first it changes into ashes, and ashes is mutter. Now the heat is coming out of the ashes, so you're allowed to have anor from the ashes. So according to the Rabbanan, that the bread is mutter, pshita the tanner is also mutter, not to talk about. It's only talk about according to Rebbe Shita. The Rebbe says, no, we don't say the wood, like the Chazonia says, came to Ephes, came to nothing. And then from nothing, it came to heat. Rebbe holds, no, we look as if the orla gets transposed into heat, and then it goes into the path, as if there's mamish orla in the path. Therefore, the pas is awesome. Who are then the Tana can also be awesome if Rebbe holds like Reb Leza. The Imtim Soloima Zev is a Germ Mutter. If you want to tell me though, Rebbe holds no, Zev is a Germ is Mutter. The Yehocha, you know why Rebbe says the bread is also Mishum the Yeshvach Eitzim Apas. Because Rebbe just holds Yeshvach Eitzim Apas. That means one Germ is also, not two. So when you're baking the bread here, and underneath the bread, where's the heat coming from? It's coming from the orla and the klai kerem on the bottom. So Rebbe says, we look as if this orla goes into heat and goes into the pas. Therefore, the pas is also, because there's only one gerem. What caused the pas? Only the heat of the wood. Now the question is, what do you mean only the heat of the wood? The chur was saying it's being baked in an oven now. And the chur of the oven is also helping out. The chur, the surrounding of the oven keeps the heat inside there. That also helps. So this is a shver kasha. Some want to say that this is not called zevza. Two things, because the ikir here is the wood. Sheet, if you have the wood on the bottom, the fire coming directly up from the wood, that's called the ikir gurum. Then we don't look about the tana helps also. We look at the ikir of the wood. The wood itself is the ikir gurum, and the heat is coming up from the wood, it's coming into the bread. That's considered just like one gurum. And according to Rebbe, the bread is also. Now, if you want to say this wrong, that's how we paskan halacha. Halacha, we hold zev is a gurum is mutter. We hold the tana itself, you don't have to break. The tana itself, just let it cool off. And tomorrow, put new wood inside, had to take a wood, and then you're allowed to use it. That's what we hold. But we hold like Rebbe, that the bread is aser. One gurum is aser. If you make bread with iser hanor, the bread becomes aser. Now the Gemara says, Hu adin, kidero is also asura. What about... A honey kairis, if you have a plate, the kaisos, or else you have a glass, or else a sluchis, you have a pitcher, sluchis, is a battle, is a siri. These things are osir. In other words, these are made out of cheris, they're made out of earthly kalim, and you heated them up with the heat of Isur Hanor. So the heat of the Isur Hanor made these plates. So this plate or this kais or sluchis becomes osir to use. You know why? Because it's not called zev zegurim. What's the Hanor you have from a plate? Hanor you have in a plate is you put your food in the plate. So Maisa, what made this plate? The Isuri Anor. Therefore, pshita, the plate is Usur. Who are then the kais of the glass? How do you have Anor from the glass? By using the glass. So if the glass was made from Isuri Anor, that's not called two gurums. That's called you using the glass. Pshita, that's also Anor according to Rebbe. Now, ki pligi with, though machlekes, the taner u kzera. Machlekes would be in an oven and a kzera in a pot. That what? Laman, the yom is zev is a gurum is Usur. If you hold the taner, is zev zev gurum is also, you have to break the tanner. Because even though the second time you use the tanner, the way you use the tanner is, first you heat it up well, with new wood, hetadika wood, and now that it's heated up well, now you put the bread inside. So b'shas, you're using the tanner, there are two gurums. There's the gurum of the heat, and there's the gurum of the tanner, of the wood and the tanner. Therefore, zev zev gurum is the machlekes. If you hold it's also, you have to break the tanner. Laman diyom is zev zev gurum mutter shari. But if yod, when you have two things causing, and one is heter and one is iser, it's mutter, so a tanner you don't have to break. Because the tanner, you wait till tomorrow, when it cools off, put new wood in there, make a new fire. This new fire is hetetika fire. So what's making the bread? Two things. The hetetika fire and the oven. So zev is a gurm is mutter. So therefore, a tanner and a kdera pot is told if yod zev is a gurm is mutter or not. And you could be army, some want to say no. That I feel laman diyom zev is a gurm is mutter, even if you tell me when you have two things causing it, it's mutter, therefore a tanner is mutter, but kedei rasura, a pot is different. A pot has different usage than you use an oven. Why? To a kibla bishule mekame denitin eitzen deterim. Because in a pot, the way you cook is, first you put the food in the pot, before you even put the pot on the fire. So before you have the eitzim of heter, you're using this pot. Now this pot was made from Isuri Anor. So since the pot is also Banor, you're not allowed to put food into the pot because you're having Hanor only from the pot itself. Now the pot is like a plate. Just like we said, if a plate was made from Isuri Anor, so you can't use the plate. Because the way you use the plate is you have Hanor putting food inside it. A pot also. You have enjoyment from the pot just putting the food in it. And when you put the food in the pot, there's only one gurum. So the pshita, the pot is also. A tanner's akrashi is different. The way you use a tanner is, first you put heat inside it. You put wood, and we're talking about you have hetadika wood, you heat up the oven very well. When the oven is heated up very well, now you put your bread in there to bake. So b'shash, you're putting the bread in to bake, there are two things causing it to bake. There's the new hetadika wood, that heat is causing it to bake, and the oven is also helping out. So here the oven doesn't ask for the bread, because it's not called one gurum, it's called two gurums. So it's not called you're having direct hanor from the tanner, you're having hanor from the heat there. And the heat is mutter, that's mutter. Mashenkin, in the pot, you have enjoyment from the pot before you put it on the fire. First you put your food in the pot. So b'shash, you put the food in the pot, there's no heter there. It's only a pot that's osur. So you're not allowed to use such a pot. Such a pot that was made from Isuri Anor, is osur banor, you're not allowed to put the food in the pot. Yeah. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Tana she'esiko b'klipa yorlo. You have a tanner, a new tanner, a new oven, that the first time you heated it up, that makes it strong, that finishes it. But you did it with klipa yorlo. The klipim, that's the shells of peiros from orlo, that has an isra no of orlo. Oy b'kashin she'klai kerim. His klal kerim, not only the pri is osir, even the wood, the kashin means like the wood of the klal kerim, that's also osir, is chodosh yutat. If it's a new oven, so the isra no formed the tanner, is yutat, you have to break it. There's no way to have a nor from this tanner. Yoshin, let's say it was an old tanner, so the fact you heated it up now, you didn't do anything to the oven was finished before, so it's not called any hanor of the oven, but mele yutzan, all you have to do is just wait till it cools off, let the heat now from the isra nor go away, and tomorrow use it, put new wood in there, so the wood is mutter and the tanner is mutter, treat it's mutter. What about offer by estapas? Now when you have the oil and klai kerem there burning away, you put bread in here right now. Rebbe Yoimer Apas Muteris. That's the way Shmuel learned. Not like we had before. Before we had, Rebbe said, Yesh Vachetzim, the bread is Osir. He was Gerus, no. Rebbe says the Pas is Muteris. V'chachonim Oimerim Apas Asura. But the Chomim are the one that say the bread becomes Osir. That's the way Rebbe Yehuda and Shmuel learned it. For the Gemara of Atan Yipcho, before we learned just the opposite, before we learned Rebbe was the one that said the bread becomes awesome. Now the Gemara is Shmuel Ipchotoni, one third of Zaynachnami. Shmuel learned before in the price, even before. Even in this price, he learned that Rebbe holds Ein Shvach Eitzim Apas. Rebbe was the one that was Matir. That we said this far, when you're burning the Orla, the Klai Kerem, it's considered first you're burning it up, and from the ashes, from the burnt wood that became into Ephes, into nothing, from that the heat is coming up. So it's not called the heat is coming from Isuri Anor. So therefore the Rabbanans say the bread is mutter. It's not considered you having Anor from the bread, from the wood. So Shmuel learned that was Rebbe's Svara. And the Chum was the one that said it's awesome. That's one teretz. The boy is saying another teretz is no. The Yalmuk Savar Shmuel Halachak Rebbe. Really Shmuel learned the first price of the way we have it. Rebbe was the one that said it's awesome. And the Chumim was the one that said it was mutter. Now if you learn this price of the way it says, how should we paskin? Usually the klal is halacha k'rebi mechavei roi v'loy mechavei rov. If Rebbe has a machlokes with one other person, then we always paskin like Rebbe. But when there's a chachomim argue on Rebbe, then usually we paskin like the chachomim. So the way this price says it, really, who should we paskin like the chachomim? So uvaha, but in this halacha here, Shmuel knows afilo mechavei rov. Here Shmuel knew and yesh v'chetz v'pas. For some reason he knew it. That here we even paskin like Rebbe. Even though generally the klal is, when the Chumim argue on Rebbe, we don't paskin like Rebbe, but Shmuel knew, here we do paskin like Rebbe. So Mela, when Shmuel wanted to say over the halacha, he wanted to make it that people will not make a mistake in the halacha. So therefore, even though Shmuel knew that Rebbe was the one that said it was Osir, when Shmuel said it over, he changed it around and said, the Chumim are the one that say it's Osir. So if people shouldn't make a mistake, people just look what it says, Chachomim say it's Osir, Rebbe says it's Mutter, who are they going to paskin like? They're going to paskin like the Chachomim, because that's usually the klal. Usually the klal is a machlokes is Rebbe and the Chachomim, you paskin like the Chachomim. So therefore when Shmuel said Halacha L'maisa, he changed it around the way really it was, so people should not make mistakes. So that's why Shmuel said, the Sava Asnai Yeripcha, let me change it around. Ki Heicha Denekim Rabban Li Yisuri. Kedei that this way Shmuel has, the Chachomim say it's Osir. And everybody's going to know the Halacha is like the Chachomim. Therefore, Shmuel would rather change it around here to say Rebbe said it was mutter and the Chum say it's osir. Today, people should know what the locher is. Like this way, people will know the locher is not the Chumim. But if we would have said the way we had it before, it could be not everybody knows it's klal. That here we paskin like Rebbe. People will think, no, since there's the Chumim arguing on Rebbe, usually we paskin like the Chumim. So they'll think the bread is mutter. That's why Shmuel Badafka changed it around here. That people shouldn't make a mistake in a locher. That here the locher is, the bread taker is osir. And that's what we paskin also. We paskin the bread is osir. And a plate and a kaisis and slukas would also be usher. Just the tanner we hold is mutter. Because we paskin zev is the gurim. When you need two things to make the yisr, we paskin that's mutter. Yeah. Now before we had in the braisa, vishla gavi gecholim divrei hakol apas muteris. Let's say you had orla in the oven and you had klei kerem. But you waited till mamash, the orla got burnt off the gamri and came into coals. And now when the coals are there, that's when you first put the bread in. So the Braisa said, everybody can hold this mutter, even Rebbe, that says, Yeshva Chetzim Apas, that's only coals among the oil is there. if the oil is still here, we look, even though you're burning it now, it gets changed into heat, and the heat takes the oil into the bread. But if the oil first became mamish coals, coals is considered like the oil was paka, not here anymore, it's only ashes, and now you put the bread in, pshita, the heat that comes out of the ashes, out of the coals, that's mutter. That's what the Braisa said. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, for Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav Yerichon, it's Machloikis. Chadama, one of them says, only if the coals are going out, they're not red hot, the mamish is going out already, so those coals are considered like the oil is not here anymore, and the mail of the heat that comes out of these coals is mutter, the bread is also mutter. But let's say the coals are still red hot, they're still glowing hot, then asurim, then no, that's still considered like the oil is here, and according to Rebbe, you say, yeshvach etz mapas, the bread becomes asur. That's what one man the Yama says. Luchumra. The Chadama one says no. Afilu gecholim loichshoyz. No, even though the coals are mamish glowing red hot. So what? Nami mutarim. Still it's mutter. Why? Because when the oil is changed into coals already, that's still the oil is not here anymore. It's poka the oil. You have ashes here right now. And that's not also, that's mutter banor. It must be like this. Bishleim laman diyama loichshoyz asurim. If you're going to tell me what? When they're red hot, it's also why mishum the yeshvach etz mapas. That's Rebbe Svarim that calls the mind it's red hot. It's still considered like the oil is around, and we say yeshvach etz mapas. Elo laman the yom afil loichshes mutaris. This thing you tell me no. Even though mamish the coals are red hot, still that's mutter. Of a zoi past the yosser. How do you have the case? The Rebbe said it's awesome. The yeshvach etz mapas. The Rebbe hechi mishkachas lei. How do you have the case that Rebbe is going to say the bread becomes awesome when you're burning the oil and the klal kerim? The chura, the klal kerim comes into coals. So if you're going to tell me, even though the coals are red hot, still that's considered like the oil got out of here. It's not here anymore. The oil is poka, and you only have coals. So where's the case? The Rebbe says it's awesome. And the Gemara is not sure. Nechnami Omer Papa. Kishavuka kinegdoi. We're talking about kishavuka kinegdoi. Rashi, the bottom Rashi, last Rashi, kinegdoi. Kineged apas mavira eitzim bepiatanim. You have still the wood. The oil is still there. And metchila, the way you burn something is you start burning the wood here. So first the fire comes up nice and high. Then the fire goes down. Then it comes into coals. But metchila, when the fire is nice and high, that the pshat is yamamish have the oil is still here. So when the oil is still here, it didn't come into coals at all yet. Then Rabbi says the svarim. The heat that comes up is a continuation. It's like mamish taking the oil from, it's like taking the oil, making it into heat, and throwing it into the pas. And Rishonim say, even Rashi said, it's like mamish the yisr is in the pas. The mamish see like particles of the oil went into the heat, went into the pas. That's why the pas is asur. But that's only when the wood did not come into coals yet. Mashenka, if it got burnt up so much it turned into coals, then we don't say the svara. Then we say the oil is not here anymore. And male, the heat that comes up is mutadika heat, therefore we're not asking the bread. Samara says, according to this man, the Yama, Michlal, it comes out, the Rabbonin, according to Rabbonin svara, the Pligi Olei, that they argue on Rebbe, and they say, no, the bread is always mutter. And they say, Shari, afilu kishavuka kinegdoi. Even though your mamish took the wood, these eitzim of Orla and klei akerim, as mamish also banor, and you burnt them, and the heat is coming out of the wood, even though your mamish see the wood there, still the rabbanan svar is what comes up, the heat that comes up is mutter banor. And we said the chazonish is mazal, like Zvashim and Toysvist, that the heat comes up from the wood that was already burnt, from the part of the wood that came into Ephes, into nothing, that's where the heat comes out. So first you make the oil like Ephes, like nothing, and then that turns into heat, and the heat is mutter. That's the Rabbanan Svara. So according to Rabbanan Frek Yomara, Ela Eitzim, the Yisur of the Rabbanan, Hechim Ishkachas Lu. How do you have a local? We say Eitzim is Osir Banur. Poshita means you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the Eitzim. According to Rabbanan, how do you have that? Where's the loch? Atzi Asher is Osir Banur. What do you mean it's Osir Banur? Take the wood, throw it into your oven, and make a fire out of it. Now, according to Rabbanan, you're allowed to have enjoyment from the heat. You're allowed to bake bread with it. Because when the heat comes up, we say it's considered first the orlo, whatever it is, or the atzeh sheira, came into Ephes, came into nothing, was burnt up. And from the burnt up part, that's what the heat is coming up. So according to Rabbanan, how do you ever have a locha that ate some rasa banor? And there's a lot of Gemaras and Mishnahs about that. Atzei Asher is also Bano. Klai Kerem is also Bano. Where's the case according to Rabbonin that you have an Yisra Ano on wood alone?
have the Gemara on Rabami Bar Choma Vishashifa Enachnami. The case is if you make a stool, a seat, a chair out of the wood. So Rashi Vishashifam Kisei Leshev Alov. If you take wood from Atzi Asheru or wood from Ola Klai Kerem and you make a chair out of it, here it's also to sit on this chair because that's considered you're having enjoyment from the Atzi Asheru itself. Rashi Ola Adam Ragla makes a stool for your foot. The Hanoson Kishen Ben. That's called you having enjoyment when the wood is still here. By your day mamish, and by mamish sitting on the chair, you're having enjoyment. Abul Hanoi is hesik, but the Hanoi by burning the wood and having Hanoi having enjoyment from the heat that comes out of the wood, ain't Hanoi soil. That's not considered the enjoyment comes from the wood itself.